Senator Pauline Hanson, National's Barnaby Joyce, ex-Labor Minister Gary Johns and radio talkback personality Alan Jones have come together to put a case for the no vote at the upcoming Voice to Parliament referendum. I asked Senator Hanson what prompted them to join to make this case.
We're very like-minded in our views about voting no for the referendum that's coming up to do with the Voice. We will all have our say on the matter, which is going to be on March 31st at the Tamworth Town Hall. And I think it's very important. Forget about the politics, what political party we are with. We're all Australians, and we can see the problems that this is going to have for Australia and future generations.
The statement from the Heart showed a broad agreement from Indigenous people that they wanted more control over how programs affected the, that were affecting them were implemented, and that a voice to Parliament would do this. Given that we've had a lot of failure of government programs in the past, it's a reasonable solution, isn't it?
Look, I think you've been misguided there about, Aboriginals agreeing to a voice to Parliament. There was only about 250 delegates that actually went to it. I know personally the elders from Uluru who were not happy with it and just called the Uluru statement as a rag, piece of rag. Okay, they're not happy with it. A lot of Aboriginals weren't involved in it. So this is you have Aboriginal activists that are pushing for this. Not all Aboriginals want it. And when you have 80% of Aboriginals that live in these cities and urban areas, you've only got 20% that live in remote Australia, rural areas and remote areas. It's not representing the Aboriginal people. So this voice to Parliament, it's a hidden agenda, and that's how I see it. Every Australian has a voice in this Parliament, regardless of your cultural, racial background, whether you're a new migrant coming to this country. You do not set up another body that is supposed to be advising on different legislation policies.
You say that one of the problems is with this amendment is that you don't know exactly what the wording's going to be. Would you consider putting an alternative wording to the Prime Minister? You know, he may agree to changes that you might want to make.
Rod, definitely not. It doesn't need wording put to it. The whole fact is, this is what Senator Polly from Labor said. We need to enshrine it in the Constitution, Senator. It cannot be changed. This is all about setting up the steps to be taken to set up an Aboriginal state, a black state within this nation. That is racist in itself. People should not be getting a voice purely based on their race. We are all Australians together. And when you've got the majority of the percentage that live in the cities and urban areas, where is the difference between your neighbour and another neighbour? Why should they, purely based on the race?
But the Aboriginal people would say that, you know, look, we haven't been, considered as part of, well, we were considered flora and fauna when the constitution was put together. There needs to be some change to just acknowledge that they were here. Shouldn't there be some change to that?
And then you see it, you leave yourself wide open. As John Howard tried to bring in 1996 in the preamble, and as I said at the time, and I was the only one saying it, and it has been backed up now by constitutional lawyers, if we ever become a republic or this is ever challenged in the High Court, it comes down to the interpretation of the judges, how they would define that. Therefore, are we going to be severed with our ties to our own land here in Australia unless you are Aboriginal? And it could revert back to native title if we have become a republic and we sever ties with the Crown and sovereignty. We gave the Aboriginals, the people of Australia, and it was the right thing to do, to actually include them in the census in 1967, to include it in the Constitution, which will, you know, to get rid of the statement that the government could make specific laws for any race other than the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. They got rid of other than. So it's in the Constitution now. If the government wanted to make legislation with regard to the voice, they can do it under the Constitution now, under 5126. But they want to go further than that. That's what people have to ask themselves the question. Why do they want to enshrine it in the Constitution?
If everything went through as it stands now, couldn't you add some wording that would perhaps, couldn't there be some wording that would make it clearer?
No. You see, the government has been forthcoming. They're not giving us the wording. They're not telling us how many in the body, who has the right to vote, who's going to fund this, what it's going to be based on. how far is it going to go? So once you enshrine something in the Constitution, instead of making it an act of Parliament or legislation, they want to enshrine it in the Constitution. Therefore, any government of the day can do whatever they want to with it, increase the size of it. You can actually then form another arm of Parliament.
Could you see yourself on the same side as Senator Lydia Thorpe promoting the no case?
She's only promoting it because she's calling for a treaty first. Treaties were done with countries that actually were basically a nation. Like when they did a treaty with the Maoris in New Zealand, there was people they could actually deal with. In Australia, because it was tribal, you had all these mobs, there was no one to actually deal with and do a treaty, as it is of today. You've got that many different mobs and tribes out there, they don't even speak the same dialect. And the problem is, who are you going to do a treaty with? It's dividing us as a nation, and I won't stand by and let it happen without having my say. And that's why I'm proud to stand on the same stage as Barnaby Joyce, Gary Johns, former Labor Minister, and Alan Jones, is that I'm encouraging people, listen to what we have to say, be informed, well informed of what may happen if you give that yes vote.
Senator Pauline Hanson, leader of the Pauline Hanson One Nation Party, speaking with me there.